This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. All right, some more taxes now because, well, it's taxes, right? The GOP is interested in cutting them, as you know, and so far we are not entirely clear how or actually whether congressional Republicans and the White House plan to pay for them so as to avoid blowing up the debt and deficit. We've been told almost all deductions are on the table, including the deduction that homeowners can take for the interest they pay on their mortgages, which is as old as the tax code itself. But in perhaps a sign of what's to come, as Congress tries to rewrite the Internal Revenue Code for the first time in a generation, the mortgage deduction lobbyists are ready to go. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer has that one.
When I finally put my key in the door at night, I couldn't be happier to be home. And I'm not the only one who's glad. There are also legions of plumbers, carpenters, contractors, and bankers who are happy that I'm in this house, and each of them has something to lose if the mortgage interest deduction goes away. So industry lobbyists are geared up to make sure it doesn't.
The National Association of Realtors, the National Association of Home Builders, the Mortgage Bankers Association.
That's Sheila Krumholz, head of the Center for Responsive Politics. She tracks disclosure reports from lobbyists that detail what they're spending and what they're spending on.
Those are the top organizations lobbying this year and spending big.
Krumholz says the National Association of Realtors was the second biggest spender on Capitol Hill during the first half of this year, right behind the Chamber of Commerce. The Realtors dropped a cool $20 million, not unusual for them.
Our expenditures so far this year have been quite normal.
That's Jamie Gregory, the Realtors' deputy chief lobbyist. He says they're just getting started. If Congress actually tries to kill or cap the mortgage deduction, Gregory says they'll unleash more cash. And money wouldn't be their only weapon. They've got homeowners.
I think that once Congress hears from homeowners, you know, the 73 million, 75 million homeowners out there, I think things may change.
Gregory argues that the mortgage interest deduction is one of the biggest incentives to buy a home. Take it away and...
obviously, sales volume will drop.
And if sales volume drops...
valuations will drop.
And Gregory says...
there would be a very detrimental effect on the economy in general.
Congress is plenty familiar with this argument. It helped save the mortgage interest deduction the last time lawmakers tried to eliminate it in the 90s. No one's saying history will repeat itself. Certainty is not a big commodity in Washington these days. Plus, the deduction, which amounts to around $68 billion a year, has its detractors. Some economists, like this guy.
Personally, I would favor eventually getting rid of it.
Bill Gale is co-director of the Urban Brookings Tax Policy Center. He and other economists say the mortgage interest deduction is regressive, favoring the richest taxpayers, and it encourages people to buy more house than they need, more can afford. But Gale says briefing papers are no match for cash.
There's a difference between saying there are policy advocates arguing that the mortgage deduction is inefficient and inequitable and expensive, and lobbyists saying, you know, we donate a lot to your campaign and we want to keep the mortgage interest deduction.
Lobbyists like to do the briefing paper thing, too. The National Association of Realtors says it ran the numbers, and they showed that just over half of homeowners who claimed the mortgage interest deduction in 2015 made less than $100,000. Don't worry about keeping track of all these arguments. You'll be hearing them again and again and again as Congress debates tax reform. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.